My name is Caitlin Lopez, C-A-I-T-L-Y-N-N Lopez. My name, I'm recording an interview with
Darlene Arriaga
from
Mexico.
Mexico? Mm-hmm. Okay. The date is September 9th, 2023, and we are conducting this interview at the John E. Conner Museum at Texas A&M Kingsville as a part of the university's 2023 Tamalada Festival. So what are your associations with tamales?
Well, tamales, I grown up with tamales in Mexico, mm-hmm. you know. The family, we prepare tamales for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So we are a big family. So we go to the kitchen, you know, in the morning, every December 24th. In the morning, we started very early to preparing the masa and the all the pork, everything that the chile, everything that we need to do the tamal, and then we prepare the tamales to eat at night.
So, was there a long prep time for making that? Like, I know some people would have like a day to a month sometime for prep making, and depending on how big their batch was. Mm-hmm. So was that long, and how big were the batches actually?
Well, actually my mom did, or she does every year, so she knows very, you know, very good how to do it. So she started preparing for that like probably 1 week before, you know, especially with the hojas. Mm-hmm. That the corn, so they need to prepare them, to clean them up. Mm-hmm. And then after that, 1 day before, she cook the corn. Mm-hmm. And then the next day, we start doing the tamales. So, it's a long process.
So did you all make the masa or did you...
Yes. My mom did it. I mean, my mom prepared the nixtamal.
Yeah.
So the nixtamal is the corn that you cook it, but you need to do it 1 day before at night. So in the morning, she washed the corn, and then she grind the corn in a machine. Okay, that we call it molino. So in Mexico, molinos are very typical that you can go and then you are going to have the corn and they give you the masa, you're not ready for to prepare the tamales.
Did y'all have like any special way of making it or eating it actually?
Eating, well, my mom has one special drink. Like we call it atole de leche, so it's very good. So she prepared with piloncillo is like a cane sugar.
Yeah, the triangle,
yes. And then she used this piloncillo to sweet the milk. Okay, so this is very, very... secret ingredient. We don't know exactly what else she uses, but it's very, very good. So we always eat tamales with atole de leche.
Really? Okay. Actually, did you have any special tools? I know y'all had did you have any other special tools with making it? Like any, I know some people had big drums. They made it outside. Like frying it
in the house. Well, we are five sisters. Mm-hmm. So it's a big family. Mm-hmm. So usually we are all together. We go to my mom's house, mm-hmm. and we help my mom to prepare everything. But my mom is like the one, she said, okay, you are going to do this, mm-hmm. you are going to do that. So nobody can say mm-hmm. nothing because my mom is the one who knows, you know? And we said, okay, we need to do exactly what she said because this is the way that she used to do it. So, but we are together in the kitchen, my mom's kitchen. Yeah, this is like our special place, you know, to make the tamales. Mm-hmm.
So, here in South Texas, have you like, compared to other tamales and then you eating your own, especially from Mexico, like, is there any big differences you think about, like, compared to like the masa, sometimes I know they can be crumblier or even more wetter.
Yeah, well, actually the first impression when I eat tamal here in South Texas, the size, those are very small. Yeah, in well, I am from Guanajuato, Mexico, that is on the center part of Mexico. So the tamales usually are bigger, are bigger, and we ate one or two because those are big, and they have a lot of meat inside, and the more and here I think here we have more, you know, like frijoles, queso, more varieties, because in Mexico, well, in Guanajuato at least, it's more traditional to have pork, chicken, and also sweet tamales.
See,
sweet, yes, the dulce.
I was very, like, I've had asked people, I was like, have you had the sweet ones? And they're like, no, but I'm very open to trying that. So you're the first person I'm actually excited to be asking about. Have you tried those? Like, what are your impressions?
I love. I love it, yeah. So you can have different kinds of sugar tamales, you know, like strawberry tamales, pineapple tamales, cinnamon tamales. Yeah, those are very, very good. And my mom, the one that she prepares is pineapple. So yeah, so the masa, you have the masa instead of putting salt, you use sugar, of course, and then you can put the pineapple, very small pieces of pineapple, and then mix it and do the tamal. It's the same, but it's sweet, and those are very good.
See, I've been waiting for somebody to ask, because I'm very curious about them, because usually here you don't see a lot of those, and I'm very like, I came from the valley, like I grew up in the valley a lot, and I hear some people talking about it, and I'm like, I'm so curious to try them, because usually they'd be like, not the same if we buy them, or if you go to Delia's, they're like, oh, it's okay. But to know if they're like homemade, that's where I'm like, oh, I would love to see people's traditions of those. So like, what other varieties did you like, or you know, other ingredients do you like
use for tamales? Well, I think for me the more I like exotic probably is the strawberry, you know, the strawberry tamales, and but I don't know, we have a lot of different kinds, especially sugar, you know, because here in on South Texas you don't have any. Well, I never saw a sugar tamal, so we have another kind of tamales that we made with the corn, when the corn is not dry, it's like fresh corn, you know, and this is also sweet tamal, and we call it a tamal de elote. Okay, and this is a little different, it's tamal, but it prepares with fresh corn, not dry corn. Yeah, it's a different preparation. Yeah.
So do you have any like special memories of just eating around with the tamales, like any like during the holidays?
Yeah, usually we ate the tamales, or we eat the tamales during the holidays, especially for Christmas or for New Year's. Yeah, so we and we have one thing that if we don't have tamales for Christmas, we think like it's not Christmas. It's not the same. It's not the celebration, you know, that we're supposed to have. And one year I remember my mom didn't do tamales because we said, no, this year you are not going to do anything, okay? We are going to bring the food, and we have a turkey. And we were like, what are we going to do the whole day? Because usually we prepare the tamales during the day, especially in the morning. And then, it was kind of sad, Jill, because we didn't have the tradition, you know, to talk with my sisters and my mom, and to have all
the
this,
chat,
you know,
the conveyor belt, making sure the teamwork.
Yeah, the teamwork with all my sisters. And my mom said, you know what? No, every year we are going to make tamales, because it's like we miss something, you know? We miss this
tradition.
This tradition, exactly. So yeah, it was very.
Do you have anything else you would like to add?
Well, one more thing is that I usually try to continue the tradition. Mm-hmm. You know, right now I have 2 girls and 1 boy. So sometimes it's very difficult for me to travel to Mexico every Christmas, yeah, or New Year's. So usually when we stay here, so I am trying to do the same with my family, with my daughter. So I am teaching them how to prepare tamales from the masa, not from the nixtamal, of course, from the masa, and to prepare everything the same in the morning on December 24th. And this is what I want to give them, you know, the tradition to continue with this very, for me, it's a very, very good tradition because it's from my mom,
Well, thank you for this interview. I really enjoyed it, especially hearing it from, I think you're the first person I've really heard from Mexico from this. From my interviewing, and honestly, it was good to hear your perspective, and I actually enjoyed it, so thank you.
Oh, thank you.
So, there we go.